Attention, attention, this is History Lost in Time.
And welcome to podcast episode 23. Yes, podcast, that means just audio, no pictures or videos, sorry.
The topic of this episode.
In this episode I will talk about the battleships of the Kaiser Friedrich III class. The predecessors, the battleships of the Brandenburg class, were discussed in episode 19. There I also talk about the terms, so battleship and ship of the line. I won't repeat this here. Info on my old video channel, these ships were discussed in episode 136.
Political agenda and background.
None.
The sources that were used.
On top of Wikipedia, four books will help me in this episode. Admiral Scheer, Deutschlands Hochseeflotte im Weltkrieg. Translation, Germany's High Seas Fleet During the World War. Published by Verlag August Scherl, Berlin, probably 1919, date of the foreword. Admiral Scheer talks a bit about how these ships were used during World War I. Ulrich Israel, Jürgen Gebauer, Panzerschiffe um 1900. Translation, Ironclads around 1900. Published by Brandenburgisches Verlagshaus, Berlin, 1998. A new book from these two East German authors, which will provide me with information about Imperial German battleships and battlecruisers. Also, Günter Kroschel, August Ludwig Evers, Die deutsche Flotte 1848 bis 1945, translation, The German Fleet 1848 to 1945, published by Verlag Lohse Eising, Wilhelmshaven 1962, third improved edition 1964. As well as Hans-Jürgen Hansen, Die Schiffe der deutschen Flotten 1848 bis 1945, translation, The Ships of the German Fleets, 1848 to 1945, published by Verlag Bechtermünz, licensed version for the Weltbild Verlag Augsburg 1998. And we already know these last two books. While the battleships of the Brandenburg class were still under construction, the German Navy already wanted to start with the next series of battleships in order to replace the old ironclads of the Preußen class. However, the Reichstag was opposed to this. The parliament didn't understand why another expensive naval program should be financed so soon after the last one. One reason for this was that there were forces within parliament that were against large military projects in general. Another reason was that the pro-military forces within parliament were usually allies of the army, not the navy. And they didn't want to see the army budget reduced in favor of the navy. All this led to a delay of several years. However, the time was used in a productive way. Instead of building more Brandenburg ships, the design was modernized. The result of that was the Kaiser Friedrich III class. Next to the general improvements in technology, one reason for this was the Battle of the Yalu River. There, the Japanese had defeated the Chinese in a major naval engagement in 1894, and this battle was then analyzed by all navies of the planet. The large distance from which the Chinese started the engagement, more than 5 kilometers, was a general surprise. However, fire from that distance was fairly ineffective. The Japanese returned fire from a distance of about 2.5 kilometers and caused a lot of fires with their quick-firing guns of the secondary battery. As a result of that, the value of secondary battery and quick-firing guns rose a lot, and that had a major effect on battleship design. However, even before the battle was properly analyzed, other countries had launched new ships. In France, the battleships of the Charlemagne class started being built in 1894. These were battleships with a displacement of 11,275 tons, a length of 117.7 meters, a width of 20.3 meters, and a draft of 8.4 meters. Triple expansion engines produced 14,500 horsepower and provided a top speed of 18 knots. The range was 6,750 kilometers or 4,200 miles. The Charlemagnes had a very colorful range of weapons. The main armament consisted of two twin gun turrets, caliber 305 millimeters with a range of 12 kilometers and a rate of fire of one shot per minute. The arrangement was classic pre-dreadnought, with one turret at the front and one at the back. So while the Brandenburgs could fire 6 shots, caliber 280 mm, every 2 to 3 minutes, the French could fire within the same time 8 to 12 shots, caliber 305 mm. The secondary battery consisted of 10 138.6 mm guns, 8 100 mm guns, 20 47 mm guns, and 4 450 mm torpedo launchers. Between 1894 and 1899, the French built 3 of these ships. At the same time, the British built 9 battleships of the new Majestic class. These had a displacement of 16,000 tons, a length of 128 meters, a width of 23 meters, and a draft of 8.2 meters. Their triple expansion engines only produced 10,000 horsepower. However, the ships still achieved a top speed of 16 knots. The main armament also consisted of 2 twin gun turrets, caliber 305 mm. The effective firing range was around 10 km. The rate of fire was a little less than 1 shot per minute. So these ships also outclassed the Brandenburgs. The secondary battery consisted of 12 152 mm guns, 16 76 mm guns, 12 47 mm guns, and 5 450 mm torpedo launchers. Construction happened between 1893 and 1898. The Germans didn't have as much freedom when it came to designing their ships as other nations. The size of the ships was limited by the Kaiser Wilhelm Canal, which connected the North Sea and the Baltic Sea on German territory, and which was under construction at the time. The sizes of harbors, docks, and gates also limited the maximum sizes of ships. While the new ships were designed, Hans von Köster, who would later rise up to the rank of admiral, suggested using smaller 24-centimeter quick-firing guns instead of the slow-firing 28-centimeter guns. He was able to convince Emperor Wilhelm II, and he overruled the Naval High Command. For the next 20 years, until the construction of the Bayern class, German battleships would use guns with smaller caliber but a higher rate of fire. The Kaiser Friedrich III battleships displaced 11,785 tons in the end, had a length of 125.3 meters, a width of 20.4 meters, and a draft of 7.89 meters. Their dimensions were similar to the French and British ships. Their triple expansion engines produced 13,000 horsepower, which allowed the ships a top speed of 17.5 knots. The range was 6,330 kilometers or 3,940 miles. The crew consisted of 612 sailors and 39 officers. The main armament consisted of the already mentioned 24-centimeter guns. This time the classic pre-dreadnought design was used, one twin gun turret at the front and one at the back of the ship. The maximum range was 16.9 kilometers, but the effective range was much lower. However, the key stat was the rate of fire, 3 shots per minute. So while the Brandenburgs fired one shot every 2 to 3 minutes, these new ships fired 3 shots a minute, a major step forward. The secondary battery consisted of 18 15-centimeter guns with a range of 13.7 kilometers and a rate of fire of 4 to 5 shots per minute. Then there were 12 88mm guns with a range of about 7 kilometers and a rate of fire of 10 to 15 shots per minute. For close encounters with torpedo boats, the ship could use 12 37mm guns with a range of 4 kilometers and a theoretical rate of fire of 300 shots per minute. Finally, the ship also had 6 45cm torpedo launchers. The torpedoes were the same that were already used on the Brandenburgs. They had 2 settings, a range of 800 meters at 26 knots or 500 meters at 32 knots. The armor consisted of modern Krupp steel. The ships SMS Kaiser Friedrich III and SMS Kaiser Wilhelm II were built at the Imperial Shipyard in Wilhelmshaven. Construction of SMS Kaiser Friedrich III commenced in March 1895 and she was commissioned in October 1898. Work on SMS Kaiser Wilhelm II began in October 1896 and she was commissioned in February 1900. SMS Kaiser Wilhelm der Große was built at the Germania shipyard in Kiel. Construction started in January 1898. The ship was commissioned in May 1901. SMS Kaiser Karl der Große was built at Blohm & Voss in Hamburg. Construction began in September 1898 and the ship was commissioned in February 1902. The last ship, SMS Kaiser Barbarossa, was built at the Schichau shipyard in Danzig from August 1898 to June 1901. The ships were commissioned at a time when the naval arms race with Britain had just begun. During planning and construction, this hadn't been the case yet. The Kaiser Friedrich III ships replaced the Brandenburgs as the newest and most impressive German battleships, so they took over escorting duties when Emperor Wilhelm II traveled to other countries on his yacht. For a while, Prince Heinrich of Prussia, brother of Emperor Wilhelm II, served as commanding officer of the 2nd Battleship Squadron aboard SMS Kaiser Friedrich III, the ship bearing his father's name. In 1901, this ship ran aground, which caused a critical accident. 1,200 tons of water rushed into the ship and a fire broke out in the engine room. Since an explosion was possible, the engine room and the magazines had to be flooded. For a while, it seemed possible that the ship would be lost. However, in the end, the crew managed to get the damage and the fires under control and steamed back to Kiel at 5 knots, but under the ship's own power. This almost catastrophe was a major learning experience for the German Navy, which made it clear that a crew that is well trained at damage control can manage even catastrophic damage. SMS Kaiser Wilhelm II served as fleet flagship until she was replaced by SMS Deutschland from 1905 to 1910. Most ships of the class were modernized step by step, just Kaiser Karl der Große was not. By that time, modernization wasn't effective anymore. After the HMS Dreadnought had been commissioned in 1906, the combat value of these pre-dreadnoughts was so low that a modernization was no longer useful. Instead, the ships were put into reserve between 1908 and 1911, after just a decade of service. When World War I broke out in 1914, all 5 ships were reactivated and combined within the 5th Squadron. According to Admiral Scheer, the ships were very valuable as crew trainers, however, their combat value was very low and they didn't see any combat. They performed a few patrols but never met the enemy. They were decommissioned in 1915-16 when their crews were needed elsewhere. They didn't provide the Navy with any value anymore and they were too vulnerable to submarines. Their ships were partially disarmed so their guns could be used by the army and their crews were transferred. SMS Kaiser Friedrich III ended up as a floating barracks and was scrapped in 1920. The bow ornament is in the Military Historical Museum of the German Armed Forces in Dresden. SMS Kaiser Wilhelm II was used as a stationary headquarters ship for the High Seas Fleet in Wilhelmshaven and equipped with special radio gear. After the war, she served as a headquarters ship for the minesweepers that cleared the North Sea of mines. After that, she was stricken from the naval list and scrapped in 1922. Her bow ornament is also located at the Military Historical Museum of the German Armed Forces in Dresden. SMS Kaiser Wilhelm der Große served as a floating depot and as a torpedo target ship. She was scrapped in 1920. SMS Kaiser Karl der Große was briefly used as a training ship for machinists, but was then converted into a floating prison for prisoners of war. She was scrapped in 1920. The ship's bell is located at Schönebeck Castle in Bremen. SMS Kaiser Barbarossa was also used as a floating POW camp and scrapped in 1920.
A few finishing words.
The Kaiser Friedrich III class ships were a major step forward when it came to battleship technology. Important were the change to the standard pre-dreadnought design, the strengthening of the secondary battery, and the switch to quick-firing main battery guns. The naval arms race of the 1900s and 1910s caused the ships to have very short and unspectacular service lives. Not one of them ever fought in battle. However, the Navy as an institution, as well as the sailors and officers individually, learned a lot from these ships, something that would pay off in the following decades.
Thank you. This was History Lost in Time.